everyone, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's Bless the Mouse with Anna and Anita. I'm Anna B., and I have on the line with me Anita Rausch. Hey, Anita, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
So we got to see you yesterday, and that was all so wonderful. I'm looking forward to all the really cool stuff we're going to be doing in 2020. And really excited that we could jump on the air tonight and do a show since we were unable to do a show last Sunday. We do have callers in the queue, and I have someone raising their hand, so we're going to get to you in just 1 minute, caller. I just wanted to catch up with Anita real quick. And, you know, we were talking yesterday about blessing the mess, so I kind of wanted to we don't have to elaborate on just some things because you and I mean, through the process of actually my other business met and eventually became good friends and kind of have been going down that spiritual path together, I think, a little bit, sort of unknowing and then knowing. And so that was really kind of cool to how things progress and move in that direction. So I just wanted to, you know, just kind of say my appreciation for you, and I just know that we've chatted before about, you know, possibilities of things to do, like retreats and things like that. So I'm really looking forward to really kind of making those things into reality for 2020 for sure. But
me too.
Anyway, so that's my gratitude, and we're going to talk some more about kind of a little bit. We want to spend this a little bit where we're going to share a little bit of our messes and also how we move through them too. And but I do want to get to this caller. So area code 914, and it looks like we're dialing in slow today. But hi, you're on the air with Anna and Anita. How can we help you?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call, and Happy New Year to you both.
Happy New Year. Who is this?
My name is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
And
I have a question. The other night, a position was offered to me, and I just wonder if you see it being for my highest and best good, please.
Okay.
Was this something
are
that
you
was out of the
working?
Blue, yeah.
Yeah. And are you working currently?
I freelance. So I do have other things going on. But this just kind of came to me. So I, I just want to see if, you know, especially since it just kind of came to me, if it's, you know, a good thing.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of picking up from you that you've been thinking of other options. Don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I'm picking up from your energy, that you've expressed that out to the universe, that you wanted some more options in your business.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think that's probably why this is coming to you. Anna, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you are opening yourself up to opportunity, even if you put that thought out there of possibly, you know, what direction do I want to go, and actually that's interesting because it's kind of what Anita and I are up to too, because, you know, what opportunities show up, and do you want to step into that next opportunity? So any opportunity can be for your highest and greatest good. The things that you have to look at, Catherine, are you are a freelancer now. Is that going to interfere or completely take away all those other projects that you're working on? And is that something you're willing to let go of or release out into the universe? Two, I don't know, if you're the type of person also, like, what does the position hold for you? If it's something that, you know, you're going to be in an office 9 to 5 working with a group of people sort of confined, and if you're that kind of person. So really looking at all the aspects of your life, because sometimes we think And I know I'm one of these people. It's like, oh, if I just go get a job and, you know, just kind of do my job and kind of hold my nose to the grindstone and do this. And it's like, oh, no, it doesn't feel good. When I look at that and think about working for someone else, it absolutely doesn't feel good. In that position now, working with other people, don't have a problem. Being able to have my own schedule and freedom, love it. So I know for me, if someone made me a job offer, it would have to be an offer that would kind of check off my list of, you know, do I have freedom to travel? Do I have freedom to do things and go places and work with different people? I'm not stuck in a cubicle. You know, so you've got to do your sort of your pro, I want to say pros and cons, but you have to choose in what direction, because we're always moving in a direction, whether that's for our, well, we can say we think it's for our highest and greatest good, and sometimes situations happen that are for our highest and greatest good and we don't see it. So I know checking in with myself, and we're the only ones that really do truly know, because we can say, oh, yeah, it's for your highest and greatest good, but that could also be highest and greatest good for the next year. And then after that, you will have received what it is that you needed to receive from that and then move on to the next project or the next job. So, and or it could be something where you meet someone and actually lead you in a different direction. I've had that happen before, and it's wonderful when you see the gift in that. So that's, again, I would say, for your highest and greatest good, I feel like you're going to know it. And would you be willing, if you can do all your other projects and still do this job, because it sounds like you like your freedom to be able to work on other projects. And again, it, you know, check it off the list of the things that, will you have that same freedom? Not necessarily the exact same freedom, but something that's similar, and be able to kind of work freely and not be stuck and confined to a specific area, a specific place. So you've got to look at those pros and cons for yourself. But anything that we do, even if it's temporary, and we really enjoy what we're doing, it's always going to be for our highest and greatest good. And I think perspective is a huge part of this, and a lot of people don't realize, because I know a lot of people who can't, I mean, they use the four-letter word, they can't stand their jobs. And, you know, and all I hear from them is, I hate my job. And it's like, wow, you know, how do we turn that around? Let's look at our gifts and our benefits that we receive from that job. What are all the things that this job has allowed you to do? And when you get to that place, then you will see opportunity. You will not see it if you're miserable, because you're not in that vibrational mode. You're not in that frequency. You're not able to receive something that's wonderful if you're in a place of, I hate this, or it's hard, or all those heavy words. But when you can look and find the gifts wherever you are right now, then those opportunities show up, and you're like, wow, there it is. Thank you. Now I can peacefully leave where I am, and I can move into the next direction of where I want to be. So we're always in that transitional state. It's just a matter of how we transition into the next project, the next job, the next experience. So I don't know, Anita, have you
pulled
your cards?
Yeah, if you want to hear them, Catherine.
Oh, yes, please.
While y'all were talking, and while Anna was talking, what I felt is that, or the messages I was getting, I should say, is that whatever this opportunity is, it should be an opportunity that grows you. So, I'm not sure what it is, but... But interestingly enough, your first card was animal bond, stand up for all animals. Yeah. So on the card, there's a lot of wings, a lot of winged animals. So and it's got like rainbow colors on it. So if I feel like your message there is that you'll do great at the support. I don't feel like it's involving animals, but maybe it is.
No.
Okay. I didn't feel that. But I did feel like it was going to be a growth and that you would see signs maybe through animals, because I don't know if you believe in spirit animals or, you know, whatever.
Okay.
But, yeah. So, and then your second card was Archangel Gabriel and Messenger of Creativity and Hope. So I got the feeling even before the card that this might be a creative endeavor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so I got that feeling, and the card is motivating you in your creative pursuit. And especially like Anna was saying, to be sure that it aligns with your purpose, you know, that
mm-hmm.
it's something that's meaningful to you. And it says to follow the guidance of your heart. So that tells me, you know, if you've been in your head a lot thinking about it, then either meditate or really sit and feel the job. You know, because I'm sure if they offered it to you, they told you what it was going to involve, and really just feel yourself in the job already and see how you feel.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
When we go into our next opportunities, I wanted to say this, when we go into our next opportunities that show up, we want to make sure that sometimes they may feel like, not feel, but, you know, in our head we're thinking, oh, well, I'm going to make X number of dollars, and that sounds great. And
mm-hmm.
and is it going to squelch your creativity? Is it going to stop you from doing some of the creative things that you want to do? A lot of times we have the, you know, we're taught by society that, you know, oh, if it's a bigger dollar sign, then that's the way to go. But in actuality, it's something that I've learned being in business, is that you may have a great customer that brings you a lot of business. But on our end, it was like if our clients weren't paying in a timely fashion, then that wasn't a great client. So even though they brought us a lot of business, we did a lot of busy work for them, but then we had to, like, hound them to get paid. So once we released those clients, we allowed that new thing to come in. So part of it, Catherine, feels like this could be a really cool creative opportunity for you, and as long as it doesn't take up, you know, your time that you love to create and do other projects, I think it would be very much for your highest and greatest good.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. Yes, and you did hit on something there. I do have a client that doesn't seem to be paying me, and I always have to go after them, and they haven't. So, yes, so I think that example was something I was supposed to hear also.
There always needs to be some energy exchange, Catherine. There always needs to
yeah.
be some energy exchange. And the majority of the world understands energy, the energy of money. And so you may think, yeah, this client's really great because they do these, you know, cool projects. And when you have to actually take up time out of your creative schedule to go after them for something that should be, hey, they did this for me, I'm going to give them this. You know, it should be reciprocal. And if it's not, maybe it's time to, you know, look at releasing that client and allowing this new venture to come in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
So I hope, Anita, do you have something else?
No. I think that was all I was feeling. That, you know, to answer your original question, I think, you know, it's always a choice we make. But, you know, I feel like it will be good for you as long as it goes along with your purpose and you feel like it will grow you.
Yeah.
Those were the main things I got.
Wow. Yeah, I like the wings, too. That was really,
mm-hmm.
really supportive. Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you, ladies, so very much. I greatly, greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you for calling us, Catherine. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a great evening.
Thank you. Yes, lovely evening to you both. Thank you.
All right. Call us back and let us know how things turn out.
I definitely will. Thank you. God bless you both. Thank you.
You too. All right. Yeah, it's always I want to use the word scary because I think that's what I'm working through now. Scary but excited all at the same time when you have a new opportunity that possibly could take you to that next level where you're like, wow, that's so exciting. But at the same time, it's,
right.
it's uncharted territory. So you're,
right.
you know, it's like, wow. And, you know, for me, it's about letting go of the how I'm going to do this as to I know I can do it. I know I have. And that's the question one of my coaches asked me this morning. How do you feel inside about it? Do you think you have what it takes within you to take this next step? And I'm like, yes, I do. I'm ready. And so I'm excited about it. When I get excited about something, that's when I need to grab it by the horns because I'll actually move forward on it.
Well, and along with that is I think sometimes we forget that, to me, we come in with a guardian angel and several, you know, guides along our way. And so whoever, you know, you feel like you're being guided by or you believe in, you know, they're there to help you. Plus, you know, a lot of times your ancestors are around to help you too. So I think sometimes we forget to call on this team and say, you know, I need your guidance in this. Can you give me some signs, you know, along with what you're saying? Right.
We have to ask.
Exactly.
Yeah, because they're watching us, and you know, in those extreme circumstances where you hear people say, you know, I was hit by a car or something to that nature where something swooped in and saved you, it's like you were asking energetically, you were asking big time for help. So in our day to day, we don't get to those extremes usually. Unless all of a sudden something happens and we feel like we're desperate, but desperate is not an energy that they can hear. You've got to realize that. That's why a lot of times when we're talking to, you know, like if I'm talking to someone and it feels like they're talking about a desperate energy, it's like, just breathe. Breathe into this, let that desperation go, and as your vibration raises, then you receive the answers that you want. So that's very important to understand that. When we're in a frantic state, you know, we're not asking for anything. We're just kind of flailing everywhere. And when we get to the point where we calm ourselves and we ask, show me guidance. I need guidance. I need, you know, whatever it is that you want your guide, that higher power to come to you, definitely, you know, take a moment and say, you know, I know I've got to raise my vibration to be able to receive that. Because they're always there and they'll always answer you. You just have to be in that space to receive what they're saying.
Right. Right.
And that's so important. We do have some other callers calling in, but they're not raising their hands. If you want to get online for a reading, just push one on your phone and we'll get you in and you can have a little chitty chat with us. I'm a big proponent of that. We've got a lot of, you know, thoughts that go on in our minds, and sometimes it's, you know, is turning left going to be a good option for me? You know, it's like, you know, Elisa and I were over here talking about, we need some dinner tonight, and we're like, where are we going to go? And we're like, I don't know, what do you want? I don't know, what do you want? So it's like, either way, it's almost like, let's pull out of the driveway and either turn right or left. We've got to make a decision here. And, you know, that decision is going to lead us somewhere, and it's going to be our choice whether it's going to be a really positive experience, which it usually is, or a really not positive experience. I always laugh. We're such foodies. But, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, that reminds me. Let's go to this place. You know, ooh, let's do that. But anyway, all right, we've got someone else raising. We got a couple people raising their hand now. Woohoo.
Oh,
all right. Yeah. So we know
that.
I know who's good. Hold on. I know who this next caller is. Hello, Miss Anderson.
Hello, Ms. Bangalan.
And then we got Amy on the line with us.
Hi.
Hey, sweeties. I didn't know you were on the air this evening. How exciting. What an exciting find.
Ah, good.
Surprise. So,
I know.
You had
we're
said yes.
I'm having a full moon fire, so.
Oh, cool. That's right. That's right. It's full moon.
Are you releasing?
All right.
Yes, every day, especially today.
Okay, good.
Yes. So, Amy, what were you saying yesterday when I spoke to you? You said you know, because I said, we went to see Anita, and you said.
Oh, I said, ooh, I want to call and have her pull some fairy cards for me. Pull my people.
Oh, good.
So they can rally.
Okay.
All right. Let me grab that deck. Sure. I would love it, especially on the full moon. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, is the full moon today?
Yes, it is this day.
So
well, today is full moon in Cancer.
Any particular Amy's
thing a little bit
you're
of a
wondering
moon.
About, or you just want to know what they have to say?
I would like to know what they have to say. I'll give them free reign.
Okay, you're going to let go of that outcome. Yay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, you'll have to come by the house again sometime.
And you have a lovely home.
Thank you.
You're so welcome, sweetie.
And I have been doing a lot of decluttering, a suggestion I'd like to suggest to everybody on this line. That
yes, time to clean
is,
your noggin and clean your personal space.
Yes, and it helps your energy so much, and it's definitely something I would recommend.
Yeah, it's very freeing.
Because I almost thought about moving, but once my son was helping me clear stuff out, I'm going, well, this place looks pretty nice.
Oh, you're reclaiming your space. That's a beautiful gift
right.
He's helping you achieve.
Yes. Exactly. So I recommend it for anybody that's hesitant to get rid of things, that it will make your life, you'll have a lot more clarity.
You will once you go through the emotion of it, because sometimes you have to go through the emotional attachment, and then you have to let it go.
Oh, yes. Okay, there was one jumper. I can tell one thing you're letting go of, which is good. I think that's why that card jumped. Not that you had much of it, but I could tell that just from how you said, just let them tell me what I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll discuss that more in a minute. I'm just waiting on another jumper here. What's your, isn't it about 60? Temperature about 60 still?
Yeah, it's still
or
pretty
not.
Warm outside. No jacket's necessary.
Yeah. All right, girl, I got you three here.
Super.
All right. So the reason I was laughing at the first one, because you got a fire burning, and the first one is ego. illusion of being trapped. And guess what? Placing too much importance on material things. What were we just talking about?
Letting things go.
Exactly.
Materially.
And getting caught up in fear and worry. So, and I really feel like with you doing the full moon that you're releasing, you know, like I say, I don't feel you've ever had a huge ego or anything, but, you know, I don't know about the trapped, you know, whether you're looking at all your options, because I do feel you have a lot of options.
So,
guess what's on the card? A fire and they're burning stuff.
very cohesive.
I know, that was really hilarious. They're putting like a bunch of stuff in the fire. I thought, wow, you can't make this up.
Absolutely not.
No. So let's see. I'm going to go to the card here. Give me a second. Just to see if I see anything else that I feel like it's trying to tell you. Wow, I'm getting a real strong feeling with this. See the truth of who you are. So what I'm getting from that, Amy, is that people tell you you're a certain way, you're this, you're that, you're, you know, whatever. But now it's time to really feel into who you are and what you want.
Mm-hmm. I've been working on that thing
okay,
right there.
Good. Well, that's what I'm feeling. And it says that the card is traditional Celtic Beltane fire, a springtime sacred ceremony to release the old and welcome the new. Boy, what a perfect card for a full moon.
Absolutely.
Yep. Now your second card is Prince of Autumn. And that really doesn't have fire in it, but it's got, he's actually, it's a fairy standing on a leaf. So, and I'm hearing real strong for you to get into nature. And I think that will, and even I'm hearing barefoot. I don't know if you go barefoot.
All
I'm
the
hearing
time,
go
barefoot once a day.
Okay, good. Okay, well, that's what I'm hearing, to go barefoot, get into nature, and also try to find humor in all situations.
Indeed, that's very true.
Yeah, so that's that one. I'm going to go to the card here and see if I see anything else it wants to tell you. Let's see. Prince of Autumn.
It's my favorite season.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. I think that's when nature puts on one of its best shows.
Yes. Let's see. Yeah, it mentions, you know, I said options, and it mentions options again.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the messages I'm getting from you from Spirit is think bigger.
Okay.
And I feel like if you go out in nature and you're, like, real quiet, or, you know, it doesn't have to be nature, but somewhere where you get real quiet, that
mm-hmm.
you're going to maybe hear or see a lot of things that you couldn't in a busyness.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I try to do that at least
okay.
once a day. Nature's my favorite place
okay.
in the world.
Okay, let's see.
It's really helped me hone in my gift that I am blessed with.
Okay, let's see. Putting. Oh, this is so funny, because additional meanings, putting other people first, and I know you so well, you do a lot of that, so maybe it's time to put yourself first.
Yes. Not always an easy task. But
no, but that's,
it can that's
be
done.
Funny. Yeah. And then the other one, any questions so far?
No, sweetheart.
Okay, the other one you got is Three of Winter. Okay, so let's see what Three of Winter has to say to you.
It's usually a time of rest and rejuvenation to plant seeds so we can harvest in the springtime.
And that's exactly it, to allow healing to take place from your past. And like I said, I really feel like you know, people said Amy's this way and Amy's that way and, you know, all that's fine, but who does Amy think she is?
Mm-hmm.
So that, I think that's kind of releasing what others have said and really finding your true self.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And there's a hawthorn tree in it. I'll have to look up what the holy hawthorn tree means.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, the tree appeared when Joseph of Arimathea, A-R-I-M-A-T-H-E-A, a disciple of Jesus, placed Jesus' walking staff into the soil and on a hill. The staff became the holy hawthorn tree, which blossoms only at Christmas and Easter.
Wow, neat.
Yep. So I think, I think you're already, it says growing from challenges, but I know you're doing that and you always have been. And here it goes again, being there for others in need. So I'm thinking we need to look at Amy a little more.
Yes, I have been doing some introspective work.
Okay, and I'm getting a real strong message to at least once or twice a week gift yourself with something. Whether you feel like it or not, like let's say you like to go to a bookstore and you like to have a nice cup of coffee. You like to go sit on a bench and people watch. You like to walk a dog. I don't know. But just think about a couple things that really, bring you joy and fit that in your calendar. And I'm hearing twice a week.
Okay. Yeah, that's something I've been working on. I need to find finding my balance with that.
Okay. All right. Well, good you're doing the fire. I was releasing in your cards.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I appreciate you.
So
thank
well.
You. They do, my people. It's awesome.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I appreciate you, and I hope that you as well get to release some things maybe into your own fire this evening. Or a
thank
candle,
you.
Or what have you. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. I hope you ladies have a pleasurable evening.
Okay.
Thank you for calling us. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yes, thanks for having me. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right. Love you, ladies.
Love you,
bye.
Too. Bye. All right. Very cool.
Boy, that was, that was, especially the first fire card. Wow.
Yeah. That was so spot on for her because it's something that I think keeps coming up. She was told by a psychic about 2 years ago that she's definitely here to live, to be of service, to help other people. And her gifts are that, to help other people. It's to, for her, though, I think sometimes she is, there are a lot of people who do rely on her for everything from physical support to emotional. So I think that's a good reminder for her to, she's going to be on the line still too, is just reminding you, Amy, to take care of Amy, to make sure that you, because we, all of us, when we get to that point, and that's everybody on this line, when we get to that point where we're so exhausted that we can barely help ourselves, we can't help other people when we're not gifting ourselves with our own love and energy and stuff. It's very much the better you take care of yourself. And I think I don't know if we were talking to you or talking to somebody. And I said, we talk about that a lot, and people are like, well, it's kind of selfish sometimes when we think of people, doing things for themselves, and it's like, yeah, but it's self-care, really. I'm not looking at a place of ignorance. I'm not ignoring anybody. I just know that I need to take care of me so that I can be that better version of myself. And for her, it is a reminder. I love that she's definitely burning on the full moon. I think that's something that for all of us on the call, too, like, let go, write that list even. Just do a really simple, quick list and burn it in fire and let it go. I think I think we have so many days. Like after, I think the full moon was, I think I looked it up, it was like started at 2:30 or something today. So we've got some time. You've got a couple of days so that you can still be in this energy and be in that energy of releasing and letting go that doesn't serve you, and that so that you can open yourself up. Because when you let go of those things, you open yourself up for some, I always say better to come in, or something that we don't even expect. I think that's a big thing for us. And when we're dreaming even bigger, I think that is, it's going to be a little bit uncomfortable. At the same time, how do you grow? How do you have that? I think you were talking about the ego. we're either going to have an egoic experience or we're going to have an, I call it an EGE, an expansion and growth experience. I'm not saying that ego is bad because a lot of people are like, oh, ego is bad. Ego propels you when you use it properly.
No,
it propels you.
Right, it's not bad.
So sometimes it's nice to tap into that and propel yourself forward. And first of all, say you're worth it. That's a huge one. I'm worth it. And I can move myself forward. You have everything within you to take those next steps. Anyway, all right, we should rattle on. I'm going to get this, so we've got someone else. Wow, we got, hi, everybody, who's on the call with us today. We appreciate you being here. Area code 845, you're on the air with Anna and Anita. Hi. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Fine, everything.
This is who?
Everything is done. Okay, I'm sorry. I got a two little questions, you know, mine, if you can answer me, please. You know, see, Ryan is going to work with my daughter.
I think you kind of called us on our last show that we did about your daughter.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I think you
did
called
you call
us
in
on the last
the
show about your daughter.
About your daughter?
Oh, I call him
about.
Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And we could have talked to her. That's fine. My
right.
thing is this,
I would have
she's
been...
calling. She's calling for her daughter. And you know, that's fine. Except when someone doesn't ask for your. Like if her daughter's asking her to call, that's great. We'd rather talk to both of them, get the daughter on the line and chat with her. It's not easy to tap into that energy necessarily when you're calling for someone else. We can't create for someone else, folks. We can't create. We can only create for ourselves. We can't create
just
for someone
like
else.
You don't
want
Reiki on someone unless you have permission.
Permission, right. So... tapping into her energy. Why don't we go ahead and draw a card on that call, though? Let's go ahead and pull a card on that call because
okay.
I feel like. And while you're doing that, I want to talk a little bit because this is about.
Okay.
We all want what's best for our kids, do we not? I mean, Anita, yes, and you
right.
have probably
yes.
some
yes.
stuff that you can talk. We've got a grown-up child. I've got two medium, tweens and teens, and. We want the best for them. At the same time, as a parent, when they're younger, we can certainly do things to kind of maneuver them in certain directions and put them in certain classes or show them different experiences and stuff. As they get older and they become adults and think for themselves, then they get to go in the direction that they want to go in. And so a lot of times, like I know, you know, especially my father's side, of the family definitely wants to, be a doctor, lawyer, engineer. That was what we were told growing up. Those were kind of our only options. And so we were like, wait a second, we have choice here, you know? So my story is I was going to join the Navy, but I woke up late for the physical and decided that was a sign from God that I did not need to go. So I didn't go. I went to art school instead. So, ta-da,
wow.
That's what I get. So very, that's my quick little story. But it's, the nature of the beast is, yes, would my dad have rather I gone to the Navy and into engineering school? Of course he would have, but I became a graphic designer.
Right.
So that's, a whole other kind of, not similar at all. It's very different, but it's what I did. But, so did you pull a card?
I did, and interestingly enough, it was Water Guardian, which is, it's from the Angels and Ancestors from Kyle Gray in the UK, and it says connect with your emotions, so it's pretty much saying what we were saying. We really need to deal with the person that, asking about this, because it says receive and understand messages directly from your soul.
Right.
So... let's see.
That's like I always ask my friend Donna when I go see her, why my mom doesn't come through. I said, why don't you get messages from my mom? And she's like, why do I need to get messages from my mom? I said, so I can get a message. She goes, but you talk to your mom all the time. I go, that's true. my mom, you know, my mom talks to me every day. I mean, my mom's been not on this planet for 15 years, but I still have conversation with her. And so it's funny because it's the same way. There's going to be, if you're asking for someone else, there's going to be somewhat of a barrier there, especially when they didn't ask you to ask. And but again, yeah. So for that mom calling, if you pull to connect with your emotions, it's tap into yourself. And why do you feel like
she needs to talk to her daughter about her emotions too.
But I understand. I understand as a mom wanting to know that their children are safe and their children are doing well, and we love that when they do. And at the same time, we can be there when they're not, and we can be there when they need us. They can, you know, all the time, whenever they ask.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, it's especially as grown kids, it's up to. I think it was about her daughter's a job or something that was working with a specific person that she was asking. And so, again, not an easy thing to do to tap into that energy. If you are on the call and you want to get on the line, just push 1 on your phone and that will put you in the queue. Otherwise, Anita and I will continue to chat here for a few minutes. Yeah, I think that's a big one that a lot of people. I mean, we've had calls in the past where people come in and they want to know. Most of the questions are career oriented or relationship oriented, and I will say this out loud: anything is possible based on the energy that you put out there, the energy that you're exuding. And I don't see you don't need to throw energy out there; you just have to be that energy. So. I think that's a really big one for people to hopefully help them shift and understand that everything starts on the inside, and the reality that you see is based on your thoughts, your emotions, your experiences that are happening on the outside. So we think a thought. Isn't it funny where you think a thought? I mean, even you can go around even today and say, I'm thinking a thought of, red cars or something, and you'll. It's kind of weird how you go out there, or a specific brand of car, or maybe you bought a specific car, and all of a sudden you see them everywhere because you have one. So it's in your experience, and there you go. I think we did an experiment one time today. We wanted to see all really odd-colored cars and muted cars, and every once in a while, I still see them today, but we did. We started seeing, like, these skin tone cars and beige cars and cars that were, like, pastel colors, very muted, very odd.
I'm glad you said that, because that goes right back to the job thing she just asked her, because her daughter really needs to say what she wants and what she wants to see, and then trust that the universe is taking care of it. Just like you did the car, I want to see this and that, and then you saw them. So I think that's a good point.
All right, we have another caller raising his hand.
Okay, good.
So hey, area code 251. You're on the air with Anna Maria. Hello.
Hey, Anna. Am I
on
there?
This is. You're on the air. This is Camilla. I refer to her as Lati Da.
Oh, cool.
Well, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. I'm on my way home from work, and I was scared y'all were going to get to me. I just, because my body is a temple, I just got out of the Popeye's drive-through. But thankfully, I was able to complete that transaction. But things are going well. We're getting some rain, and I've had a weird experience today. I got to the office and got totally engrossed in some projects, and then I get these texts from my coworkers asking me why I wasn't in the sales meeting. Well, I really, really thought it was Thursday. And thrown me for a loop. I am kind of having, I guess, a little bit of dysphoria with that. I can't explain it, but on what I wanted to call y'all about is I have two older brothers. They're much older than I am, and my oldest brother, some things have transpired recently that really hooked me, and the situation with his family, he is estranged from his children, and actually I see the same pattern setting itself up as his relationship with my uncle. And the son he has the most trouble with is named after him, and that brother is named after my father. And I talk with my parents. Okay, both of my parents are deceased. And I've talked with them a lot about this situation because it kind of baffles me. And it breaks my heart for him and his children, for them to have such a strained relationship. I'm pretty much powerless, but do I need to give him a nudge? Call your children,
Anita?
Or
I'd like to speak on this one when you get through.
Okay,
oh.
I'm finished.
Yes.
I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Camilla, first of all, you're not powerless. You are far from powerless. Oh my goodness, I'm getting goosebumps. You are far from powerless. You are very powerful.
Whoa.
Second of all, I would suggest that instead of putting out there that they're estranged and they're this and this isn't going to work and it's from the past and it's all that,
mm-hmm.
I would suggest that you start, you know what, from here forward, it's going to be loving. We're going to create a loving bond, you know, however you want to say it, but speak positive into it. And say,
that
I now
really
release, I now release all the past and ancestral stuff and you know, yes. And
I
it's a good
that.
Time to
that,
do it.
Mm-hmm.
And don't, you are, and keep saying you are powerful. And like we talked, I don't know if you were listening earlier, we talked about we all have a team of spirit guides, God, you know, Buddha, whoever. Right, and call on them and say, you know, help us turn this situation around. I know it's going to turn into something beautiful. Thank you for taking the steering wheel and steering us to healing and a beautiful family situation. You know, however you want to word it.
Yeah, that sounds great. Because I I called on everybody that's on the other side this past week, and what I've done in the past when I'm going through something, I'll actually go to my parents' gravesite and have a long conversation with them.
Nice.
And always just after something happens, beautiful.
Right.
So
right.
I mm-hmm. just need
just tell
to
them you need them to take control and turn the situation around.
Okay.
And then trust that it'll happen. And then, you know, keep your word positive and like mm-hmm. love is already happening.
That's very doable. I'm going to start this when I get home this evening.
And what are you,
really
what are you, Camilla? Camilla, what are you?
Powerful. Powerful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, guess what? I pulled a card for you. I hope that's okay.
I'm sure.
From the angels and ancestors. And guess what the card is? It's the knight. Be brave and honest.
Wow.
That's
okay.
Really cool.
That's cool.
Yep. So that's what I'm saying. You are a warrior. You have power. You have help.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
I think it was it is so cool. When I called in, I got to listen to the podcast. But I did, first caller, I think she was talking about some professional issues, and that really resonated with me as well.
Yes, and listen to this. If you are in a space where there's opposition, you are being guided to follow through with integrity, because even if it seems that the progress is slow, the rewards will be much more abundant. So that's what I'm telling you. And it also says this card brings justice, which means the situation will turn around if you stay, positive and ask for help, from, like you said, your parents or whoever is your go-to.
Mm-hmm. Whenever I got triggered last weekend, I really was uncomfortable with it. I've done a lot of work on family stuff and thought I'd put it all to bed, and I really didn't like, having all that in my energy field. So,
Well, just release it every day if you have to.
Every day,
right.
Just keep going.
Even if you have to release it every day, say, I now release all the old, family stuff. We now step into the new. I'm sending love and light. I'm calling in, I mean, if you have to do that every day till it gets a habit, do it. What you think, Anna?
Yeah, it's going to be a mantra, and La-di-da and I generally text each other several times during the week, so I'll just keep reminding her of how powerful she is. That's a good one for all of us too, because we're all powerful, and we've got that ability to turn it around. Yeah. So you go, girl. And it's Friday, by the way.
I feel so much
you don't have
better.
To go to work tomorrow.
It is Friday. Okay.
Check up on you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds great.
All right. Have a good evening.
Okay, I'm about home. Thanks, y'all too. All right,
bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, that was sweet. Yeah, they're so, and that kind of goes along with the other caller too and the family dynamics, which I'm glad she kind of, brought that up, because for her, like, the holidays are exhausting for people who have that kind of resistant energy with family dynamics. And if we understand, if we just allow people, it's keeping that positive thought, those positive thoughts and actions, and being that person and understanding that people are where they are, and you just have to meet them where they're at and allow them to be who they are. And just in the energy, when we understand that it's our stuff, it's our experience. So
right.
Everything within our existence is our experience. So when we want that, when we go into a situation or even a family gathering where we're tense, like, oh my God, that's what we're going to get. That's what you're going to bring in. So, you know, again, just shifting our energy and saying, I am here to enjoy my family, you know, have the best time, and really connect with some people I haven't connected with that I actually am related to, and walk in with that, and it is a whole different experience. Anyway, do you want to take another call? Are you up for it?
Sure, let's go.
I got a few more hands raised. Okay, let's see. Area code 610. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
With Bless the Mess. Hello.
Hi. My name is Tata Tata. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, your name again. I'm sorry, I missed it.
Has a lot of T's in it. Tata Tat.
Tata Tat.
Tata Tat.
Okay.
And how
did I say it right?
Yeah, you said it right.
Okay. Yes, how can we help you?
Is this like any psychic question or something?
Well, it's a question of, you know, if you're... Oh, go ahead, Anita.
No. I just... The way I work, I get messages from spirit, you know, because I feel your energy when you ask a question, and or I can pull cards. Anna is, of course, a life coach, so she reads energy really well, too. So we just want to help you along or give you tools or give you suggestions for, you know, something that might be challenging for you.
Yeah, you sound very kind. I want to know that, you know, like, just now, you know, I look at the pot, I open the cover lid, and there's a lot of mum beans, and I hear a voice from the fridge saying, that's a lot of mum beans, and I ask her, you know, who are you? She says, she's my maternal aunt. Are they lying to me or, like, because I can't trust spirits, you know, with who they say they are. They tend to kid around.
Well, I've always been taught to use discernment. You know, you have to use discernment. If it brings you joy, it's a loving spirit. If it's not, that's the way I operate. If it doesn't bring me joy, then it's not a loving spirit, and I don't deal with anything but loving spirits.
Okay.
You can ask them as well if they're there for your highest and greatest good, because if they're not giving you an answer, then you can ask them to leave, and they have to leave. I mean, that's all there is. But I think what I'm hearing, though, from you is, You question, you know, who they are, and you're questioning. And I understand that, too, because if I heard a voice basically feeling like it was coming from, you know, the mung beans of the refrigerator, and I'm like, whoa, wait a second, who is that? What do you want? I'd be questioning that, too. It's like, you know, most of the time I know when I talk to the universe source, my mom, I am in a place of it's like deep concentration or not. I mean, I'm in meditation, which is letting go and releasing, and I can hear conversation in there. Or I'm actually, with my mom, I always joke around and say she's the traffic goddess, and I hear her when I'm in traffic, and I'm taking some breaths because I just want to work through it, and I go, wait a second. I can call on my mom and my angel guides to literally move me through this, and it always happens that I'm taken somewhere, I get going, or I'm stopped because of a reason. And I've got stories in that, too, how I've totally avoided major accidents and things like that. And I knew the reasons that the things that weren't great that were happening, I didn't feel they were great. I felt like I was getting bad service at a restaurant. They were delaying me, all this stuff. Only ended up being that if I had left when I thought I should have left, I would have been in a major accident. So when those voices are talking, you can ask them, I'm here for... Are you here for my highest and greatest good?
Mm-hmm.
And you can ask them to leave. That is the
the end all and be all, but when you put out the energy of I don't trust this, that kind of energy may bring in some, you know, tricksters, somebody who's trying to, you know, just kind of, hey, we're here, we're just going to mess with you a little bit, and you don't want that. You really want, and there are different tools you can use. You can use the roses. I don't know if you're familiar with the just the visualization of roses. Roses are the highest vibrational flower out there. So when something like that happens, you can actually picture yourself just really have roses around you. And that energy will push out any energy that's a lower vibration as well. You can surround yourself in white light. You can do all of these things that are, it's your energy. It's your experience. So it's absolutely under your control. When you choose that, I want to talk to you, I don't want to talk to you. And, you know, again, I mean, Anita, I know you can probably speak more on that.
Discernment. Yeah. That's discernment. And like you say, you have the power to say you need to leave. No,
yeah.
I totally agree with you.
When I'm like doing automatic handwriting with the spirits, I can't, you know, ask them to leave. But when it comes to like visions or auditory, they won't leave, you know, like if I'm bothered, they won't leave. And
but that's because
you're
saying they won't leave.
Actually, they help a bit by not leaving. I just kind of learned something psychologically, you know. It's like all that, like, attention, like, helped a lot. But anyway, like, I just asked the, you know, refrigerator person, you know, just now whether they're for my highest good. And they said, yeah, but, you know, I still can't trust them based on my experience with them because, like, they just toy around with, like, facts and stuff, you know. I mean, when I want to get a good image, sometimes I can, and I can see things, you know, like, psychically, but, yeah.
There is a book called Open to Channel. Are you familiar with that at all?
No.
I think it's by Dwayne Packer and Sanaya Roman, who are both really good channel energies. Let me see if I can get their website, because they do a lot of it's orindaben.com, orindaben.com, and even on there, and this is for you, but it's also for people who are listening. You can get, like, they do have some free downloads of, you know, energetic downloads and things like that that you can do. But they do have a book if you are interested. It's Open to Channel, and it sounds like you're open. But this book will help you guide that. It will help you be discerning, which is what Anita said, because it sounds like if you're open, because there are ways that you can, one, ground yourself, and also being as in tune as you are, you want to be able to kind of cut that off when the time is right, which you should be able to say, allowing these energies to come in and when I'm not allowing these energies to come in. And I think that's kind of a muscle that needs to be worked. I'm not really sure, because like I said, the only time I'm getting a lot of this stuff is when I am in meditation or, you know, in traffic. That sounds odd, but it's true. So if you have a chance to take a look at their website, again, it's orindaben.com, orindaben.com. And anybody who's interested in allowing yourself to be open up, because you can be open up, but you just don't want all these other energies coming in without your permission. And you have a skill. Obviously, you have a great skill. And I can't speak to that skill directly because I've got the automatic writing, and I'm with you. I love it when they come in and I'm automatically writing, and it feels good, and it's just I'm free flowing it. It's really great. I have not had the opportunity, very few times I've had our opportunity where I felt like I was, you know, that I was picking up some energy from something other than, you know, me. And so I can't really speak to that. I don't know, Anita, if you want to speak to that, but it's this book, Open the Channel, really helped me understand, because I had some fear when I first started meditating and speaking to, you know, listening to my guides and really getting this information in. And when I started automatic writing, I had some fears with that, because what if these lower energies come in? What if? But this book really talks about that, and it talks about how to be discerning and how to really say, no, I'm not going to allow this. So
mm-hmm.
Maybe that's one little guide.
Sometimes when, mm-hmm. like, people are about to die, like, they might see the Grim Reaper for, I don't know, 2 months or something, and it's, like, looks scary. I imagine. It brings, like, a connotation of fear and just feels scary.
Yeah. And that's
book might be good for her, yeah.
Yeah, because I know people who are very much like you, and they, like, when they go somewhere and they see, you know, energies that have even taken over someone else's, you know, they're living within someone, you know, they can see it. And she said she learned how to completely shut the energy down and only allow it. There are skills out there. And have you ever done any grounding work as far as grounding yourself so that you can really be connected to the planet? I feel like that's maybe something that needs to be worked on as well with you, because if you're connected to the planet, you're kind of anchoring yourself a little bit, and it allows you to maybe, I don't say not play in the ethers, because I think you're always going to play in the ethers, but there's a way to shut this. You're able to shut this down, so you're not seeing that energy. You're not seeing that those energies coming in. That it becomes your choice. But from what I understood from my friend, who definitely feels like you guys are very similar in that, because she would see things all the time. She was like, I leave it off. She goes, I turn it off most of the time and don't allow myself, you know, to see, unless I'm really talking to someone, and then I'll open up, and then we have the discussion, and then I shut it back down again. But she's taught herself how to cut the flow of whatever's coming through off until she's ready to talk to them. And that could what's that?
Like, a while ago, I bought a lot of, like, red-colored clothing. I thought that would help, like, orange and yellow, because, you know, red is the color of the root chakra. I bought a lot of that, and I
mm-hmm.
wore it for a while. But, you know, one day I was doing some pick-a-group reading on YouTube, and picked up that my parents would be successful if, you know, they were white and people around them were white. So I started wearing white all the time, so I'm not wearing, like, red or orange or yellow anymore.
Okay, and that's, again, when you're telling me this, and this is how I'm feeling, I feel like it's like you're trying these random things, but I think for you it needs to be concentrating on you and how you can turn the energy on and off to be able to see what's in your physical experience. And that my recommendation is getting the Open to Channel book. I don't know. I actually don't know if that book is available, like, in a library, or if you are around, you know, spiritual people, somebody may have the book and you can read it. It's not a hard read at all, but there's definitely a chapter in there on protecting yourself and protecting your energy and not allowing those lower energy forms to come in and really being discerning, like Anita said, to be discerning for that energy.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, I hope that helps.
Thank you for calling.
You know, I don't know. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, sure.
It's
we appreciate
it,
too. Yeah. And you have a great evening.
You too. You too.
I don't know. I don't have that experience
Anita. So I'm not sure. I only speaking to my friends who are, I would call, say, extreme empaths, right? They're open.
Mm-hmm.
They're like open vessels, and being able to cap that. And the opening to channel book, I just remember when I first really started studying all this energy work and everything. And my friend Trey said, you know, actually he gifted me the book. He sent it to me, and he said, I sent you something. I want you to read it. It's important because you can't just open yourself up to all this energy that's out there and
right.
And have it come in, because it's not all, you know, it's not a good or bad thing. It's a distraction. You've got
right.
energies. I mean, to me, if you understand I want to say purpose and passion, but some people don't use energy work as their purpose and passion. But if you are an empath, which
right.
our friend who just called, she's an empath. Definitely
mm-hmm.
a very powerful empath. So to be mm-hmm. able to take that energy and hone it into something and do something so you can, it can be for your highest and greatest good. Anything other than
right.
that is a distraction. And so those energies
right.
coming in and her again, back to trying to do things for other people, you can only do for yourself. That's it. And I'm not talking about being
right.
selfish. I'm not talking about any of that, but you have to.
Right. Yeah,
all of us, we're like, let's focus on what we need to be doing on this planet, how we need
right.
to hold the energy on this planet, how we need, you know what I'm saying, need, it kind of is a need, but a want. I know thinking back, it's like 10 years ago, I wouldn't be having this conversation because I wasn't about spiritual stuff. I wasn't about a higher power.
Right.
I was raised with God, so I got that, but I wasn't about that. And it took lots of things to get me. That's how the Bless the Mess was born. All the messiness of life. And I'm like, I'm in this mucky place and I don't know how to get out. Well, all of a sudden I kept seeing The Secret, and I kept seeing the, you know, people, my cousin who's amazing and has been new numerology since she was 8. So she's telling me everything that she told me kind of came in as a rush. And it was like, oh, my goodness, this has been around me this whole time. I just have not embraced it. And now I embrace it. And now it's changing my life. It's changing who
right.
I am at the core, because I've been
mm-hmm.
able to tap into this energy and believe and have faith and hope that all is well. And that's why I say bless the mess, because we can keep looking at that. Like you said, change the story. When you change that story from, you know, four-letter words like hate and sick, and when we change it to love, and we change it to not well, or we change it to something else, those words have power. When we start looking
mm-hmm.
at the world differently, change
mm-hmm.
your perspective. You know, change it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's full moon,
mm-hmm.
folks. Write down what you want to let go of and release and let go. It's powerful. You're powerful. And this is
right.
and this is any, you know, and I'm not talking from, I am kind of talking from a woo-woo perspective, but it's also from my real perspective. And to me, if you're showing up right now, you're vibrating on this big frequency. It's like you're open to receiving that gift of love and everything that I know I have to offer, and I know you, Anita, you have to offer. And it's like, we're here, we're holding space, and we know we're all capable of this, and we're all powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And we have yes, there are going to be distractions. So guess what, folks? That's life. There's always going to be something that we got to look
mm-hmm.
this way, we got to look that way, we got to take the garbage out,
mm-hmm.
we got to wash the dishes, we got to wash the clothes, we have to do all those things. And that's life. We don't get around
mm-hmm.
that stuff. I mean, you can hire somebody to do
right.
all that. But at the same time, this is life. And we're always going to have something
mm-hmm.
happening to us. There's you know, there are times it can be smooth, and your stuff may not be extreme. But if you look back, it's like, yeah, well, yeah, I took that wrong turn, but I found this great restaurant. You know, I took that, decided to go traveling, and I met some new people. Always something that shifts us and moves us into a different direction.
Yep.
When we look at things differently, when we look at things with a different perspective, guess what? Our life will change. It will shift. It's always going to shift.
Well, I think some tools for that, like you were talking about, is learn how to ground, you know, look into grounding, you know,
right.
like I told Amy, walking barefoot, hugging a tree, You know, ground yourself, get all the computer stuff off of you and ground yourself. And the other thing, if people are familiar with chakras, to work on your crown chakra, so you, at times you don't leave it real wide open, because we can control that too, and just let, you know, if you're in a low energy situation, you don't want it real wide open. So you don't want all the low energies coming in. And then the other thing is to, like a tool I teach people is just to get you a stretchy bracelet. And when you're going into, like you said, the energy or thought pattern or whatever that, oh, you know, this is terrible, here it comes again, blah, 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 that you switch the bracelet and say, no, you know, I am powerful, you know. This situation I'm giving to the universe, I'm surrendering, I know it's going to turn out fine, and here is, you know, what I want. So, you know, just tools like that, like you're saying, to shift, to be powerful.
Yeah. I think when you're aware, when you start becoming more aware of it too, like, wow, I'm more aware, like, you know, when you're really aware of something coming up and you're questioning it, allow yourself to, it's like, this would be a great night. I'm letting go of that because I don't want that in my experience. I'm letting go. And so, because it's a process, though. It happens over and over and over again until we're finally like, that's enough. You know, it's like, okay, that's enough.
Right.
I'm done.
Right.
Let go.
No.
And I want to say this, though, for all my empathic friends out there, and I know I have a lot of those empathic friends, and I always say it's to the degree, but I know some people are so wide open that I've had a couple of friends who, you know, had a really not easy time turning it off. And they finally, it took time, it took tools, it took experience, it took all this stuff for them to turn it off. And I'm in my head, I'm thinking, man, at some point I wish I was that white, but I don't. I understand it. I have a very huge respect for that energy and that ability, and I'm very thankful that I really get that intuitive stuff. You know, in the work that I do, I intuit things when I'm doing work with people, and I intuit things when I'm in meditation. Other than that, I feel like I've got a good grounding procedure that I use, and it's beautiful. But I want to say this. We're going to take one more caller, and then we're going to wrap it up. How about that, okay? We are definitely over our little hour. Area code 669, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Man, I'm so glad I could talk to you because I have so much love inside of me. I got to give it away, but everybody I try to give it away to is like, what they do is they do something that just makes me feel so like, wanting to give up, but I'm never going to give up. Of course, I'm going to keep persevering through whatever comes my way.
For the resistance of the love. Who is this?
This is Way Busy.
Hey, Way Busy.
How you doing?
All right.
Doing good.
So much love to give away. I just want to make a deposit, you know what I mean? But I want to, it's not that I want anything. It's not that I'm trying to, I want anything or I need anything. It's just something that I want to make a deposit. I want to make a deposit of love into somebody's love bank. You know what I mean? I don't want them to have to think anything. I just want them to be able to receive it. That's all I want. And so sometimes when I'm talking, beg your pardon?
So, on your day-to-day basis, I think your insistence in wanting to give away the love is probably what pulls people to say, whoa, stop. So for you, it's being able to take that love and honestly, as you're going along in life, as you're going down the road, you say, I'm sending you love. I'm sending you love. I'm sending you love. I'm sending you love. You don't have to be in someone's face. And actually, do you have us on speaker?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I did. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Or just turn it down a little bit. But,
no, I turned
you know,
it off.
You don't have
off.
To.
Okay. I was going to say, because if you can understand that you energetically sending that love, even when you're driving in a car, walking down the street, you can energetically send that. You don't have to be in someone's face or have them acknowledge the fact that.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Let me finish what I was saying, though, because I take the long road. I take the long way around. A lot of people say, why don't you just cut through all that and just get straight up with me? And I say, you know what? If I did that, what about these people over here that wanted to learn something? So if I take my time and I build people up in love, is there a problem with that?
Well, there is, if they don't want to be built up in love. Because you can't decide the person's journey. You can have all the love you want in you, and you can, like Anna's saying, you can, give it out to people, but that doesn't mean you can have the expectation that they're going to take it.
If you were to listen to what I said earlier, I didn't say anything about wanting anything. I wasn't talking about that. So I'm sorry. Maybe I got the wrong number.
Maybe you did.
I probably did. I'm sorry. I apologize, you guys. Forgive.
That's okay.
Forgive me. I'm sorry. I
have a blessed evening.
You're forgiven. Yeah.
Okay.
Forgiven.
Have a blessed evening. I understood what he was saying, and I think we kind of misunderstood what each other was saying a little bit. When we want to love so much and we want to share that and we're so happy and exuberant, we want that. And I know he doesn't want anything back. At the same time, then to me, if you don't want anything back from that, just throw it out into the world. Like sit in
and
meditation and project it. Let it go. Like
right.
Start small. Start with yourself. Love yourself. Then start with your whole
mm-hmm.
household, your home. Then start with your neighborhood, start with your, where you live, your state, and then go
mm-hmm.
to the United States, go to the world. Just send that
mm-hmm.
out there. Your bigness and powerfulness of who you are will get that out there. It is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And we need that. We absolutely need that. If you are wanting to, love, to give someone that love, and you're hugging them or whatever, and it's like, I want to love you, and they're resistant to it, That's a tough place. And that's one thing that I've learned a lot, probably in the past 5 years. Like, there are people you walk up to, they're either huggers or they're not. And
mm-hmm.
there are a lot of non-huggers out there. And so now when
mm-hmm.
I meet someone, I meet them, and I ask, I say, do you hug? And they're like, yes or no. It's like, and some people, they're resistant. And I think it's okay if you're not. I won't hug you if you're not, but I'm a hugger, I'm a hugger,
right.
So that's what happens. And so, but I can feel that now, and I've met a lot of non-huggers, and it's okay. As we become better friends, they become huggers. But, at the same time, I respect that. I respect their space. I respect their boundaries. And I want to step into a room, and I hope this gentleman continues that, step into a room and just exude love. Just be it. Just be it. That's all you have to be. And you will give that love, and it will be amazing. But anyway. Well, we're going to I don't know if you have any last-minute words, and then we'll wrap up the show. And I feel really blessed to
I do, too.
To be
I think
here.
We had
yeah.
some really good callers, yeah. And I think we put out some really good tools, and just watch how you speak, use discernment if you're feeling things that are making you uncomfortable. Try to find a method to, like you said, pay attention to your thoughts and where your thoughts are going, and work on, to me, it's to work on your goals for you, because I know if I'm full and I'm recharged, then I'm much better around other people and can help other people a lot better.
Right.
And I think the words, you're open to channel book was a good suggestion. That we are powerful. We can ask something to leave. That, you know, today's a good day to release things with the full moon. And, you know, that gentleman even could release the fact that his love is, that he thinks his love is not going anywhere, or is not, you know, not being as effective. He can release the outcome of what he thinks and just love.
Right. It sometimes we're so exuberant about it. We just want to be that love, in that love space.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it kind of affects us when you walk into a space and people aren't like in that space. And it's like, it's almost like you've got to work at maintaining your vibration or your frequency in the room, because you want to keep it, you know, usually if you walk into a room, you can generally tell, I'm either going to keep this experience going with my high vibrational self, or I'm going to turn around and walk out because it doesn't feel right. I mean, you can get it. You can tap into it.
Mm-hmm.
I think even though those of us that say we're not psychic, you know, we get it. I mean, I've walked into a room and said, wow, it's thick in here. It's heavy. And it didn't feel good.
But we still,
to
me, we still all feel energy. You know, we can
feel
it.
Everybody
loves
does.
Us or, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and I want to say, I liked what you said to Amy. See the truth of who you are. And that's great for all of us. Really sit with that. See the truth of who you are. And, you know, it's a good question. Who are you? Because a lot of us are us because our parents wanted us to be something, or our brothers and sisters, or our spouses, or whatever. So see the truth of who you are. And use the tools. I mean, it's, you know, do the research, use the tools, and, I mean, definitely be able, I think one of the things I want to say about this Open the Channel book, and it's all about connecting to your guides, and it's like, well, I already connect. It's like, well, connect to the guides that are for your highest and greatest good.
Right.
And those guides will
right.
help you maintain your space, maintain your energy bubble, maintain your own little walking around space. In alchemy, we learned how to build our own octahedron to basically walk around in. And when we did that, it's a powerful thing. It's like the roses, you know, bubble of roses, bubble of peace, whatever you want to call it. Create that.
Abraham Hicks talks about it being the vortex,
Right.
You know, being that vortex where you don't let anything, you know, get to you energetically.
Right. And we are all energy, and everything is energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's for people to understand. When you continue to look at the things that don't feel good, then those are the things that you're going to perpetuate, that are going to keep coming into your life. You've got to change your perspective, or not. But, you know, when you shift your perspective and start looking at the things that you do appreciate and do enjoy, and you do see the truth of who you are, then, yeah, take off. But anyway. Thank you so much once again. I've enjoyed having this conversation. And we'll be on again Sunday night.
Thank you for all your efforts in making
Eastern
this
time.
Happen.
My pleasure. So right now, those folks, Anita and I, are both working on our website. So you can reach Anita at, give your
Anita
email address. Please, ma'am.
Anita at earthpathguide.com.
Okay, Anita at earthpathguide.com, and I'm Anna with two N's, Anna at lifegetsbetterandbetter.com. So you can email us if you have any questions or need a recap of what's going on. We really appreciate you. If you're on social media, connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/universalenergyradio and on Instagram at Universal Energy Media. Have an amazing morning, evening, or afternoon wherever you are. We appreciate you so much, and thanks again for listening to Universal Energy Radio's Bless the Mess. Good night.